This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wednesday, May 21st is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. A couple of things in depth later in the hour. We'll cover some medical ideas, medical things, medical in the news. This is an hour of the program which I like to personally take charge and work my way through. Sometimes I have a little help from my colleagues, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. Sometimes I just forge ahead on my own. At any rate, you can join me, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com for comments on any of these items of interest. And then there's always Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Things for Wednesday that seem already to be on people's minds. Republicans are struggling. There were a lot of elections on Tuesday, primary elections. The Republicans are working their way back and forth between the establishment-backed conservatives or right-wingers and then those favored by the Tea Party. This is something that will probably be the highlight prior to getting to the actual election in November. So through the primaries, it's going to be that push-pull back and forth. Whose side are you on? You want change? Oh, wait a minute. Hope and change. That didn't get used by the Tea Party. I will tell you, I was a big fan of the Tea Party, and I like their stand on fiscal issues. I like Paul Ryan. I like many of the people, Rand Paul, who identify with this group. But I am so tired of them preaching to me about how I ought to think, how I ought to act, how I should believe in the way that they believe, or I'm wrong. Tired of it. Sick of it. And that's why they can't win elections. If they stuck to the fiscal issues, which is what they were born on, they'd win elections. The more they stick their nose into your business and my business with their preachiness, they lose, 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 and lose, as well it ought to be, at least in my mind anyway. Other items of interest playing themselves out for this Wednesday morning. The Thailand situation, martial law has been declared there. Despite concerns of violence and the possibility of a coup, the mood in Bangkok remains light, it would seem. People talking about the usual things that one would talk about on the street. I saw a picture of people taking selfies with soldiers in the streets, even though there is martial law that's been declared in Thailand. Seems kind of, are they serious or what? Kind of reminds me of what's going on in the Ukraine. I think a lot of people at this point are not taking seriously anymore the Russian threats or whether there's going to be a Russian invasion. Got a kick out of the Prime Minister telling Mr., I think, Kerry, who was into the Ukraine, we don't want to invade with anything other than our tourists. Our tourists from Russia will invade the Ukraine. Next item of interest, perfect. Another gay marriage ban. This time it's the state of Pennsylvania, where a judge overruled the gay marriage ban. This happens over and over. This goes back to what I was talking about with the Tea Party. You can have your values, you can have your mores, you can have your standards, you can have life as you want it. But the minute you start preaching that gay marriage is this or that, against the Bible, against the Lord, all of that stuff, you lose, and you lose often big time. The decision in Pennsylvania makes it legal now for same-sex couples to marry anywhere in the northeastern U.S. That is Pennsylvania, New York, all over New England. I believe it's legal in New Jersey now, and in Washington, D.C., I think it's legal. Let's see, where else? I think that pretty much in Maryland. Yep. Pretty much all over. And why isn't it legal all over the country? Why is it the state's business? I keep asking this question, too, and nobody's got a convincing argument to talk me out of why it is that we allow the state to get involved in our lives. Why should the state say, we got a marriage license, we got to go get... Why? Why do we pay for marriage license? If I got married again, I wouldn't pay for a marriage license. I wouldn't. Why would... It's just a tax, another fee. What does it cost for a marriage license anyway? Anybody know? $25? I remember getting a marriage license when I was 23 years old. That's the last time I got one. obviously because it's the last time I got married. But I didn't think then the way I think about it now. None of you're the state. I'm the state. You're the state. I have my business. I want to be with somebody. I declare it. Swell. Get a party going. Have everybody come in, but keep the state out of it. I think that's part of what happens in the new world order, the revolution that needs to come to America. What do you say? And let's see here. Here's a lawsuit claiming that the NFL, the league, the NFL Football League, administered painkillers and other drugs illegally without getting prescriptions or warning of possible side effects. That's part of the suit against the NFL, having to do with concussions, protection, all that sort of thing. All right. So there's an overview of some of the things that you need to know to sound intelligent as you begin your Wednesday. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. If you're traveling in the next month or two, maybe his information won't help you as much as maybe helping you to decide you're going to plan a trip in August or September in the fall. Stay tuned. The fare wars begin. Bestfares.com covers them. Tom Parsons joins us here on Good Day in just a matter of moments.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room, from coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No. To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No. To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How
no.
About?
Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm going to.
No. Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day, even resume software. This week, get Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Coffee for $5.99. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 5/24/14. Limited progressive oral supplies last.
Who's the CEO and founder of BestFares.com, a discount travel website that tracks airfare changes, travel industry trends. He's on this program all the time with this news. You can check him out at DougSteffen.com in the contributors box. So here's the deal. There are changes because of American Airlines merging with US Air. And that has brought about some reality here. But think about this. Everybody, stop what you're doing for a second. Think about the world of politics and how it works. When I was younger, there was a Speaker of the House named Jim Wright, who happened to come from Dallas, Texas. He was friends with the then chairman of American Airlines. I think it was Crandall running it then, or was it before Crandall?
Oh, this is Braniff.
Braniff, okay, right. It was Braniff, the preceding airline when American took him over.
Yeah.
So Braniff, well, why am I telling the story? You tell the story about how politics shaped what could be done in reality in this contested airfare area.
Well, here's what happened. Southwest Airlines started flying about the same time the people in Dallas and Fort Worth and Arlington and Euless and all those different cities around the airport decided they'd build one big airport to serve everybody in the Metroplex. And the intent was everybody signed off saying they would be leaving what we call Dallas Love Field, and it moved, everybody would move on a certain day over to the new airport. The problem is someone forgot to get Southwest Airlines to sign that document. And when it was time for everybody to move over from Love Field to DFW, Southwest said, "We're not going anywhere. We're standing right here." So then Jim Wright came involved and said, "Wait a minute. This is the, you've got to move." He said, "No, we don't. We never signed anything." So that's how it all got started. So Jim Wright said, "If you're going to fly in the state of Texas, then you can only fly in Texas or any state that touches Texas, and that's it."
From Love Field. And he got the politicians to go along with it. They actually passed the Wright Amendment, which was certified by Congress, a congressional vote to curb Southwest's business.
Right. And then, after fighting backwards and forwards over the years, and again, we're talking over, you know, a long time here, on October 13th this year, the Wright Amendment goes bye-bye. Southwest, and they're actually building a new terminal in that airport. It should be done by that date. And they've also been restricted that Love Field could never have more than 20 gates ever. They cannot fly international in and out of that airport. Nonstop, they can make one-stop service, but the big deal was they could fly anywhere in America nonstop. And Southwest has been waiting for this for years and years and years. And so yesterday they announced their flight schedule, which will be 15 new nonstops that they don't have today, and also introductory fares starting October 13th through about December 18th.
How much of this is impacted by the changes in Washington and some other East Coast cities because American Airlines is taking U.S. Air over or vice versa?
Oh, yeah. Actually, that works real good, too. I mean, they only have 17 daily flights, so it's up to 44.
Out of Washington Reagan.
Out of Washington National.
National.
But, and in Frontier, though, if you look at because of Newark and their allegiance with United, they had a very good hub there in Washington, Dulles, but they're going to move. They've been moving a lot of that operation up to Newark. And therefore, Frontier, as we go into the fall months, is planning to introduce something like 17 new nonstop destinations out of Washington, Dulles. So if you live in the Baltimore, Washington area, Washington, D.C., Dulles area, you're going to see a whole bunch of two airlines out there fighting. JetBlue, too, got some gates. Virgin America got some gates. So it's going to be some decent work.
Because of the merger of U.S. Air and American.
Right.
All right, so why isn't Frontier going out of Cleveland? I heard the United was going to, because that was the old Continental, one of the hubs.
They are going out of Cleveland. They've already added something like 9 flights.
Frontier has.
Flights out of there.
Frontier.
You also live in the Philadelphia, Newark area, they've added 7, there's up to 17 nonstops now out of Trenton, New Jersey, of all places.
Really?
But, and so they're expanding a little different places.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, though. Many of these airfare sales won't start until after August 25th.
All right, so you got to pay the high dollar amount for the summertime. Check it out, bestfares.com.
We'll be right back. Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Song or singer, something that emotionally can identify with a point in your life where you were doing something that was special. I think the Rolling Stones have so much a part of so many years in most of our lives, hard to nail down one single connection. There are a lot of them, usually with each of these songs. The frontman for the Stones, Mick Jagger, has become a great grandfather. Man, you want to put this onto
a great grandfather?
The page of who? I don't want to go there. Mick Jagger's 21-year-old granddaughter, Assisi, who's the daughter of his daughter, Jade, by Bianca Jagger. How many wives has he had anyway, Mick Jagger? Anybody remember?
A lot. No, I don't know, actually.
Anyway, the 21-year-old granddaughter gave birth to a baby girl with her boyfriend, Alex Key. Assisi told the magazine Hello that Jagger was pleased when she told him the news of her pregnancy. He said, "Well done." How would he say that? You want to do it, Roberta? How would Mick Jagger say, "Well done"? Well done. Kenny, you want to take a shot at that? Well done.
Well done.
Well done,
well
done. Well done, good chap.
Oh. Mick Jagger, by the way, is 70 this year. 70 years old. The granddaughter added, "I imagine it's nice to be a great granddad, although I'm not sure he likes the idea of getting older or being called old." I call him Mick. I would never start calling him Grandpa. I call him Mick. Nice.
Yeah, it's hard to see like him being called Gramps or Papa or something.
Hey,
like
Gramps.
That, you
know? Yeah. All right, next name in the musical news, Leanne Rimes. One of the biggest events this year and every year in American sports is the Indianapolis 500. Makes sense to the Indy 500 organizers that they bring in one of America's most versatile singers. So country star Leanne Rimes sings the national anthem this weekend during the ceremonies at the 500 on Sunday. 98th running of the Indianapolis 500 at the Indy Motor Speedway. She said to sing the national anthem at one of the most prestigious racing events is truly an honor. What'd you expect her to say? I don't want to do this. This is a waste of my time.
I'm doing it for the money.
I hate that song.
She's going to release an album. I wonder if there's... Wait a minute, this is just a coincidence, right? Next month, she releases an album of dance remixes entitled Dance Like You Don't Give A. She's also the star of the new VH1 show, Leanne and Eddie. Was that a reality show about... What's her husband, Eddie?
Eddie Cibrian.
I thought they were not getting along.
That's what I've heard. I mean, they got together because they both cheated on their spouses.
Oh, swell.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Macklemore in the news today. Won a Grammy this year for a song praised for its cultural sensitivity. He says he wasn't stereotyping Jews with a costume he wore to an event in Seattle on Friday. The hat, big fake nose, black beard, and wig were a random costume.
People didn't like it, though.
It looked like a Hasidic, it was a Hasidic, looked like a Hasidic Jew, right?
Right.
Yeah. He said, there's an apology to anybody they may have offended.
Another man's come up.
I didn't think I was offending anybody. Macklemore, where'd that name come from? Jennifer.
I don't know where that name came from. That might be his, is it his last name, Ken?
Really?
You know?
Answer your mama, your mammy.
I know he performs a lot with Ryan Lewis.
Tim Macklemore, maybe.
There
that's
you go,
name.
See? Right. Last name.
28 past the hour, listening to the Doug Stephan Today program. Stephan Macklemore, yeah. Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Stephan, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Ken and Roberta and Jennifer and I focused on what it costs you as a taxpayer to get people enrolled in the Affordable Health Care Act. Joining us to discuss that is Naomi Lopez-Bauman, who's Director of Healthcare Policy at the Illinois Policy Institute. So I guess this could be a very quick and short story here, Naomi. I'm wondering how you arrived at your conclusion. This has been op-ed piece that you wrote has gotten a lot of attention. There are those in the government who don't want people to know what these numbers are, for sure, because they don't look very good. How did you come up with a formula for figuring out? We'll get to the number, but let's talk about how you got there first.
Well, good morning, Doug. Thank you so much for having me. So what I took a look at is how much the federal government spent on outreach, marketing, TV ads, and PR stunts. And we're looking at well over $700 million there. Next, I looked at the cost that the federal government spent on the actual exchanges. Just over a dozen states set up their own state exchanges. The federal government paid for those. And then we have the federal exchange, where most of the states participated. And I took a look at that number as well. And so what I did was I divvied it up based on which exchange individuals would have been on, if they would have been on the federal exchange or if they would have been on individual state exchanges, to come up with a larger number. And really, that only tells part of the story. And the reason is that we still, out of the 8 million enrollees, we don't know who has actually paid for a policy. That will tell you who is actually covered with insurance, and we don't know who was previously uninsured. We know that a lot of people, due to federal regulations issued in the summer of 2010, a lot of people had their policies canceled because they were deemed as substandard, as not adequate coverage. And we're talking probably upwards of 6 million nationwide. And so whenever you take a look at who's actually paid and who was previously uninsured, we're probably looking at something like 1.7 million insured through the exchanges, newly insured individuals, a lot smaller than the 8 million number. And when you take a look at that spending, you're looking at an even more expensive program. And so what I did was I compared it to what a customer acquisition cost would be for a private company. This is not an apples-to-apples comparison, of course, because health insurance is certainly a different product than, say, a hotel room or a car rental or a book or a CD. But places like Priceline.com and BarnesandNoble.com will spend about $7 to $10 for every customer that they get, someone who's actually purchasing a product. When you take a look at the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, we know that we're spending upwards of $1,000 per enrollee in most cases. When you take a look at some states like Hawaii, which set up their own exchange and had a very low enrollment, you're looking at over $20,000 per enrollee. And so, and not only is, you know, obviously this is not apples to apples, but on the other hand, individuals are required to buy health insurance. And so we really need to be asking, you know, is it, you know, should we really be doing a victory lap over this?
Well, the idea that we actually have analyzed the numbers, I think, is intriguing in and of itself. But figuring it the way I do, what is the average tax bill of the average American and how much of that has gone to get people signed up? Was there actually a budget item, a line item in the bill that was passed that would either allow for this kind of money to be spent to get people to sign up? Was there something that when you looked at it, you say, oh, okay, this is what it's going to cost?
No, and in fact, we've basically got a blank. The federal government has been given a blank check. Just last week, for example, Sylvia Burwell, the nominee for Health and Human Services Secretary, who's currently the director of the Office of Management and Budget, told committee members that basically they're going to need at least another $200 million for the federal exchange, putting the price tag for the federal exchange at $1 billion.
Now, what about the website? That was another almost $1 billion.
Yes, that is $1 billion now. That keeps increasing. And not only that, a lot of people don't realize that there still isn't a payment mechanism built into the website. The subsidy, the way that the subsidies are calculated on the website are probably incorrect for more than 1 million people. And so we really are looking at a website that is a complete and utter disaster. Judicial Watch yesterday had FOIA'd documents from the Department of Health and Human Services to take a look at what actual enrollments were in October, whenever the federal website first launched. The first day, they enrolled one person.
Yeah, I remember hearing that story. What an outrage. And people who think it's a good idea. People ought to have coverage. We ought to have better health care. This didn't lead to better health care. It just led to more people being covered. Well, to listen to you, it doesn't seem like that many more people are actually covered, and we spent billions of dollars to get there. Interesting numbers, Naomi. Thank you. Naomi Lopez Bowman from the Illinois Policy Institute with an eye-opener, an ear-opener on what you paid to get people signed up for Obamacare.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boston beer, pretty Boston nasty. What's Boston?
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Wow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you can find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program now continuing on with a focus, as you know, during the hour that we're in. I like to get into many of the items of interest for the day in depth, and thus the continuation of a focus on medical news, information, after listening to the discussion of Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, and how much it's going to cost all of us. I thought maybe we ought to focus on something that is, I mentioned this in the last half hour, in fact, something that will not affect all of us in terms of our own health and well-being, but it certainly becomes a very important focus for those of you who love football. There's another legal attack that's been opened up on the NFL over the long-term health of the football players. As a matter of fact, a group of retired players has accused the league in a lawsuit that was filed yesterday of cynically supplying the football players with powerful painkillers and other drugs that kept them in the game but led to serious complications later in their lives. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. Remember now, the NFL set aside $75 million, I think, last year in their contract talks to give to these athletes that are suffering from all kinds of complications of concussions, head injuries, that sort of thing. But it's nowhere near enough, as you would imagine by listening to all the lawyers who have lined up. Man, there are more lawsuits flying around here. There are 500 ex-athletes who have filed in on this on the lawsuit. Charges the NFL with putting profits ahead of players. Wow, what a shock it is to hear that, huh? Speed-injured athletes returned to the field. Team doctors and trainers dispensed illegal drugs without getting prescriptions or warning of the possible side effects. That's the contention in the lawsuit. Some of the football players said that they were never told they had broken bones. Instead, they were fed pills to mask the pain. One of them said instead of surgery, he was given anti-inflammatory drugs and excused from practices so he could play in games. Others said that after years of free pills from the NFL, they became addicted to painkillers. The commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, in the Atlanta spring meeting, said our attorneys have not seen the lawsuit and I have been in meetings all day, so I got nothing to say. Good for you, sir. That's being aware of what's going on. The case itself comes less than a year after this. I said $75 million, but I was wrong. $765 million. Or no, I think it was $75 million was set aside to give the family some help, but they had to pay $765 million to settle other lawsuits from thousands of the retired players who accused the league of concealing the risks of concussions. I got to remember whether those two were related. Maybe they, in the contract, agreed to $75 million, but then they went to court and had to come up with 10 times more than that. That may be. If you have a recollection of this, give me a shout, 888-302-3684. Better yet, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Anyway, the athletes in the concussion case have blamed dementia and other health problems on these bone-crushing hits that they're encouraged to either give or received. And, of course, this has brought the football, the teams and the players and the game itself to new heights of popularity. We must be a really bloodthirsty bunch as human beings. When you think about it, I despise football, frankly. And it's because of this sort of thing. I despise things, look back to the old gladiator days when you're trying to kill somebody else. In some cases you do. And it brings out the worst in humanity, I think. You can say, oh, well, look at those athletes. They're at the height of their strength. They're big. They're strong. They're able to do all kinds of things. Well, I'm not sure that that's really in the best spirit of what humanity is all about. I mean, humanity wants to hurt other. What kind of people want to hurt other people? Anyway, the federal lawsuit filed in San Francisco names 8 players as plaintiffs, including 3 members of the NFL champion 1985 Chicago Bears, quarterback Jim McMahon, Hall of Fame defensive end Richard Dent, and offensive lineman Keith Van Horn. I remember that game because I was running WEEI in Boston. At the time, I was the operations manager, and we had the Patriots as the broadcast rights for football in that era, same as it is now, went to the station that bid the most money. So we had the Patriots on our radio station, played the Bears. The Patriots got killed. I don't know if I like to use that word, but they got beaten badly. I think the final score was like 41-3. Many of you probably remember it more than I do. But back to the suit. More than 500 other former players have signed on, according to the lawyers. These lawyers are looking for a class action status for this case. 6 of the plaintiffs took part in the concession-related litigation as well. So basic bottom-line stuff here. When it comes to the health of your child, I will reiterate after looking at this again and talking about it, any parent who allows or encourages his child to play football is an irresponsible parent. There's nothing about playing football that's good, especially the way it's played now. All right, so let's go back to another. I think I've talked to Ron Hoffman about this, but I want to get his opinion. I was talking yesterday in this hour about that gut study. So Ron is going to continue the conversation with me. Is this study of your gut, what's in your gut, is how it really affects all of your health and well-being, is that this important? Does that, under the circumstances, spell out the essence of this study, Ron?
Well, absolutely. In fact, as I sit here, I'm sitting in my office. The book that's sitting in front of me is entitled Missing Microbes, How the Overuse of Antibiotics is Fueling Our Modern Plagues. Mm-hmm. And I just interviewed the author, who is a physician over at NYU here in New York, Dr. Martin Blaser. And he heads up an institute at New York University Hospital that's called the Human Microbiome Program. And this is very preliminary, but what they're doing is they're studying how variations in the trillions of bacteria that inhabit our intestine may predispose to disease, and eventually they may come up with ways of beneficially altering our internal bacteria such that we can overcome many diseases that we have. And he actually traces the origins of autism, not entirely, but at least partially, to disruption of the good bacteria inside the intestinal tract of the mother and hence the baby.
Well, this is all part of an ongoing study and concern. If you're taking antibiotics for whatever the reason, you better be taking probiotics as an adult. And maybe you need, I'm taking them all the time now. I'm a little ulcer, but I've been taking them off and on for years. But I think it's more important. You can't have too many good ones, right?
Well, exactly. But, you know, probiotics seem to be a fix, but unfortunately they're only a partial fix, because each time we take antibiotics, we eradicate a certain percentage of our balanced bacteria in our intestinal tract. It's a little bit like, say, if a flood or a fire hits a forest, and then you come back and you plant a few trees, you don't necessarily immediately restore the delicate ecological balance that existed before the disaster.
Yeah, you gotta, it takes a while, so, and come, the study of food, a lot of you say, well, I eat well, I don't need vitamins, I don't need any kind of supplements. Is there merit to that or not? That argument.
Well, you know, clearly vitamins and supplements play an important role, but diet makes a big difference. You know, there are dietary effects on our flora, on the bacteria in our intestinal tract. If you eat, a vegetarian diet versus a high-protein, low-carb diet, it's going to alter your intestinal microbes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just beginning to understand this. We're only at the tip of the iceberg of our knowledge.
Sign up for Dr. Hoffman's wonderful newsletter at drhoffman.com. Dr. Ron Hoffman here on Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I thought we were going to do that after.
After what? Oh, you want to do, we'll tell people we're going to tell them, and then we'll tell them
again.
And then we'll tell them what we told them. I got it, Michael. You're very clever.
Yeah.
Michael Fortier at the, did anybody actually find out where Richie is, though, seriously?
He's in Kentucky.
He stayed in Kentucky?
I think so. I don't know.
Oh. No, well, you don't know, so why did you say he's
like
in Kentucky?
Because I like to pretend I'm a know-it-all.
Really? Well, you do sound like a know-it-all sometimes. That doesn't mean that you are. Yes, sir. All right, TV report.
See, if I'll be your poncho left.
The ratings for Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, all the news channels are in, and things don't look too good for any of them, frankly. And I think there's a certain amount of wear and tear on those who might watch this stuff. We'll tell you about that in a moment, plus some other television news of interest. Jennifer Horn in charge of that. Stand by for info here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the Xbox One has only been on store shelves for 6 months, but Microsoft is already taking action to try to close the sales gap held by Sony's PlayStation 4. Microsoft recently announced that the Xbox One will soon be available without
the Kinect camera for $399, the same price as the PlayStation 4. Microsoft also announced that you'll no longer need a $60 yearly subscription to Xbox Live Gold to access media apps like Netflix or Hulu. And if you were paying for an Xbox Live Gold subscription just to access those apps, Microsoft said it will issue pro rata refunds to anyone who cancels their subscription by the end of August. We're still in the very early stages of this video game console cycle, but slower than expected console sales forced Microsoft's hand. So, if you've been waiting to buy Microsoft's latest and greatest and don't think you'll want or use Kinect, the $399 version of the console will hit store shelves on June 9th. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
All right, television time with Jennifer Horn at the helm of our report. So there is a lot of conjecture in the world of cable news where the three channels that vie for attention, people don't have any idea how few people actually watch these channels.
Well, there's a lot of channels to watch, to be fair. No one gets stellar ratings anymore. Even the broadcast networks, the ratings aren't huge. Where you used to have like a 10 share, now having a 2 share.
Well, it isn't about share. It's not about share. It's about actual numbers. There are more people 12 years of age and older who listen to this radio program on a quarter-hour basis than watch Fox TV.
Yep. Radio touches more people, for sure. Well, Fox News had ratings success over the other two big news networks, MSNBC and CNN, for a long time. But, boy, you trot out that plane crash, and all of a sudden, things
old. Yeah. CNN, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, apparently, Fox News has been the lowest rated it's ever been since before 9/11. The only weeks it did worse were Christmas 2012 and Christmas 2013, when people really shut down on the news. During the week of May 5th, the most recent, for which the numbers are available, Fox News delivered an average of 180,000 viewers in the key 25-54 demographic. And this measures the programming from 6 a.m. until 6 a.m., so a full day. And the good news for Fox, even when their numbers are down, they still are beating CNN and MSNBC. So maybe this is a trend that people are just done with cable news for a while. Maybe they're going back to the broadcast stations. Maybe they're going to radio to listen to their news. Could be.
Well, now, whatever. People are just wearing out on the same old bark all the time.
I think so. I mean, I think you're seeing that all over the place. Yeah. Now, some good news, if you are a fan of Under the Dome, which is the summer show on CBS, it'll be coming back. CBS just revealed that Stephen King, who actually wrote the novel, which the show is based on, mm-hmm. is going to make a cameo in the second season premiere.
He's a creepy looking dude. He'd fit right in.
He would, right?
Yeah.
Also, on the American Idol front, it's wrapping up this week, and people always wonder what judges are coming back. Well, it looks like almost everybody will be back. Harry Connick Jr. made the announcement last week. He's coming back. Jennifer Lopez will be back. Ryan Seacrest is back.
It's a good payday.
It's a great one. And you know what? I think these three judges do have a nice vibe together, so I think it works.
Good.
Speaking of former judges, Simon Cowell is producing a reality competition for Univision.
Really?
That's Spanish,
Espanol,
by the way.
Yes, that's good.
It's a boy band competition called La Banda.
Really?
Yes.
So it's this story about this follow-up for Omen, the movie that was out in the 70s, now called Damien on Lifetime. Why would they do that on Lifetime?
You know, that's maybe they're switching up their romantic love stories. But the former Walking Dead showrunner, Glenn Mazera, is developing this follow-up for Lifetime.
Yeah, okay.
It's called Damien.
I got that. Thank you, Jennifer, for that.
Yeah.
59 at the hour on Good Day.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.